on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Casabella Home and Interiors.
And happening tomorrow night or tomorrow afternoon in Roseburg at UHI having their open house. And Jenna Lanyon is in. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So what's your role over there?
So I'm their team coordinator. I kind of have my hands in a lot of different projects.
Now, explain for folks what UHI is, what it's all about.
So a lot of people probably know UHI based off of our old name of Umpqua Homes, which was established in Douglas County about 36 years ago. And we've been transitioning into UHI over the last couple of years. And so this is kind of our welcome to the community and bring everybody in.
And how long ago did you move downtown?
Right before COVID, actually. And so we had this huge plan to be, you know, our big open house, and then COVID hit. So we've kind of derailed our plans. And so this is our year to be able to say, hey, we're here. We're downtown. Come on and see our building and all the stuff that we offer for our community.
So how many staff do you have?
We have about 150 staff that support about 44 people right now throughout Douglas County. And a lot of people don't know we're here. And so it's kind of fun to bring that to everybody's attention.
So explain kind of what the support entails, what that's all about.
So the individuals we serve have varying degrees of developmental disabilities. And so in all of our locations, we serve anywhere from 3 to 5 individuals, and their needs vary. Some of the people we have actually work in the community. Some of the people we support don't work in the community, but participate in outside activities, Special Olympics, things like that. And then some are just more of little homebodies that we kind of help. And then some have health issues that we take care of with our nursing staff and our direct support professionals.
So how diverse are the kind of the skill sets of some of your staff then?
Yeah, like I said, it varies between actual nurses that hold RN degrees. Some of them have LPN degrees. And then we have our DSPs, which just offer the direct support care to all of them. So that's anything you and I would do for ourselves, we're doing for somebody else.
And how common is this model? Are there similar organizations at other places?
Oh, yeah. There's organizations all throughout Oregon. They definitely started popping up more and more after the close of Fairview up in Salem, and then we moved into in-home care. And so there's a lot of companies that run throughout the whole state.
And what interested you about doing the kind of work you're doing?
So I've always been kind of a team player and just loved being in the supportive role of everybody. And so this gives me the option to be there for all of the DSPs, nurses, admin staff, kind of everybody, and just be able to make sure that people that are liking their job, love their job, are here for the right reasons. And then I get to do all the fun stuff, being part of the community, bringing us kind of into the light, because we need that community support.
Now, you mentioned the staff size, but most of them are out working in these different locations, right?
Yeah, most of them are. We only have a small amount of us that are admin that work at our main office downtown. Everybody else works at the locations.
And your downtown building then, part of that is used by other groups, right?
It is. So G-Team is part of our building, and then we have ATA, which is a like judo company that works in the downstairs.
So what's going to happen at this event tomorrow from 4 to 7?
So it's really just kind of meeting our team, meeting the people we support. Some of them will be there. We have a lot of their artwork that they've created. They're really great with some of that. So that's all over. We've got food. We've got a great raffle prizes or $1 a ticket for raffles. And if you come, we'll stamp your hand and give you a free raffle, and then you can buy more and try to win some of the really great baskets we have.
And talk about your work with, do you guys end up working with other organizations, some of the nonprofits and others?
Yes. So I'm sure a lot of you heard about the Hope Springs Eternal event that happened in May this year. We are part of that Jerry Bruce campus. And so we work with all those nonprofits that are located at that campus right across from Costco.
So what do you feel like the level of cooperation, kind of helping each other, is around the community?
It's great to see, and I'm glad we're a big group that started that, because then a lot of people kind of can model some of their ideas off of that and just kind of keep bringing in the community. And that's what Roseburg, I feel, has always been about. I grew up here as a young girl, went away to college and came back. And so to bring community back into Douglas County is just a big part of it.
All right. UHI, the open house tomorrow, 662 Southeast Jackson, former bank building, right?
Yeah. It used to be Wells Fargo.
And so that is the location if people want to find it. And again, opportunity to find out more about UHI. Anything else you want to mention?
I mean, if you're looking for a job, we're always hiring.
All right, Jenna Lanyon from UHI, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:36, this is the Morning Report.